Welcome back to the Sports Beat. We're being joined by Miriam Mike. She is the head coach of Wright County Broncos girls soccer. Coach, I want to thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
Yes, absolutely.
And as the season practices, early season practices have started, Coach, I'll just ask you, what has you most excited about this season coming up?
I'm most excited to truly see my girls get out there and play. Their love for soccer has been shown throughout the years, and it's just fun to see, you know, the program growing, and it's just, I'm excited to see them out there and do what they love to do.
You bet. And as you head into your second year as a head coach, has there been what have you maybe learned from the previous season that you take into this season?
So what I've learned from the previous season to this, it's, you know, just many things. But one is, you know, getting to know the students and the players, and just to see how passionate they are about soccer. And that makes my job easier, you know, makes me easier as far as like what, you know, what to work on and what to do with them at practice. But as far as like learning, you know, learning everything about the aspects of coaching, all the stuff that I need to do on the back end and when I need to get it done, I feel like, you know, that's always a learning thing as a new coach. But so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure. And then with your lineup, just looking at it, graduated, I believe, three seniors in the off season. Who are some of the key returners that you're kind of looking at to rely on this season, and maybe even some newcomers or younger players that you see having an impact on the team?
Yeah, so we currently have, we do have, like, I believe we're up to 12 seniors coming up this year, and that's a huge number for us. But we do have quite a bit of freshmen and sophomore who are going to be and new girls that have been joining us. We do have some freshman girls who are looking at to be our starters for next week or for this week, who have really shown really hard work at practice, and, you know, they've shown that they are ready to play. So we're excited.
You bet. And early on, as the practices have been going, what are you seeing that might be the most improved in this team compared to previous seasons?
Wow. This year, my girls have shown so much communication from day one. I feel like this year they have really have come together, and they noticed from last year that communication is one of the keys as far as, you know, if there's no communication in soccer, you really can't do much. And it's, that's something that they really have shown to me. They have proved to me that, you know, hey, I was playing defense now, hey, but I feel like I'm better at this, you know, mid or whatever. And they're willing to try different positions. And that really makes a huge difference, because I can see it's like, you're right, you know, maybe let's try this. And I can see that they're successful in a new position. And it's like, okay, that's, I like that adjustment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Communication in sports, definitely key. I know I talked to Coach Krogman about that with the boys, and he even was saying it's kind of scary sometimes, because it just seems almost telepathic of how some of his guys are communicating. But definitely a big key to having a successful team is definitely communication. As the season, as you've had the early practices, I would assume some team goals have been set. If you're willing to, would you discuss any of those with us today?
Yeah, absolutely. So my team has big goals, and, you know, with having that many seniors, you know, they have goals, and these girls are competitive, and I know that they will achieve it. So last year we went, I believe it was our first year for a while not to get Mercy done. So that's something that we bring on again this year as a goal. You know, let's finish the season with, you know, scoring more goals than we have last year, and to not get Mercy done. and hopefully that's, you know, that's a, I know that that's an achievable goal because we did it last year and I know we can do it again this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, start, you got to have those goals to build that base and then build from there. And that's, you know, as a, I would assume as a younger, newer coach anyway, 2 years into coaching, trying to get that base and build on it. That's definitely key to building a program. And, I guess I'll just, I'll ask you, if at the end of the season, when you look back on this year, you know, what does success look like to you for this team?
Success to me looks like at the end of the season, if we have, you know, I feel like every coach has their personal goals too. I'm like, okay, you know, focus on these two teams. You know, last year we were close on beating them. Can we get them this year? You know, if we hold them tight and just, you know, maybe another tie again this year, I feel like that's a huge goal for me. But like for me at the end of the day, it's like, as long as the girls have fun, they respect each other and we end as a year successful, like again, you know, with achieving those small goals of, you know, getting more seed on, or, you know, at least tying more games. You know, we don't, I personally don't like ties, but at the end of the day, hey, we worked so hard to tie them. That's a huge accomplishment for me at the end of the season. So.
Absolutely. And as you look ahead at the schedule for this season, I know you've got your opening game coming up this week, if it doesn't get canceled for weather.
I know.
But just looking at the schedule, what are some maybe some key matchups or dates that you've got circled on that calendar?
Yeah, so, you know, we start on Thursday with Clear Lake. Like you said, maybe that if we do have it, you never know with Mother Nature, but we do have Charles City coming up, and that the next week it's going to be, you know, a full of 3 games, and then Webster City. So we do have those, you know, those games in our roster or in our schedule that we're like, all right, you know, like looking at last year, it's doable, you know. So, yeah. We do have some competition coming up, but it's nothing that we can't handle. So I feel like we're, you know, we have been getting ready this last week to, you know, mentally and physically prepare for it. So I think my girls will be ready.
And coach, any final thoughts as we wrap up this session of the Sports Beat and your season gets underway?
You know, just, it's been kind of fun. It's been really fun to work with 3 different schools. Right now I have 35 girls in my team, JV and varsity, and with one coach. You know, at first I was like, I don't think I can do it, but it's easy when you have girls that who are willing to come to practice. They show up and they are ready to work. And it's helpful that I have really strong captains, and you know, they are leading by example, which I think it's, you know, also helpful. But this year, we're excited to start this season, and just thankful that we get to have all 3 schools together.
Sounds good. And coach, just want to say thank you again for joining us, and we wish you and the Broncos the best of luck as the season gets underway.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much.
Once again, that was head coach Miriam Mike. She's the head coach of Wright County Broncos girls soccer. I'm Jason Eaton for Radio On The Go Sports. Don't go anywhere. We have more coming up here on the Sports Beat.